anybody that doesn't know, I live in Michigan, just so we're clear on that. And we've had a governor here that has ruled by edict and executive order for going on a year now. Now, the Supreme Court of the state took away her right to issue executive orders in much of the pandemic response because she had a rolling state of emergency in place. But by extension, the Department of Health and everybody else has enforced those orders even after it was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, made little difference in its application. Now Chuck Schumer is telling President Biden he should declare a national emergency on climate. Maybe a national emergency on COVID could also be in the waiting. If that happens, would they take what has happened in Michigan and other states and apply it on a grand scale? It's a legitimate question for our next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Sir, thank you for being back.
Good to be back, and it's a good question to ask. And I think another question is, are they going to ask questions of Governor Cuomo, who right now we've seen underreported by 50% the deaths in nursing homes and what went on there. Is that happening here in Michigan as well?
Certainly it is. New Jersey, Michigan, New York, these governors all had similar orders and directives. You know, in Michigan, they're not showing us hardly any numbers at all. They won't show us about long-term care facilities, homes for the aged, assisted living, foster care, veterans homes. We know none of those numbers in good detail. It's a great question. So could you foresee Joe Biden declaring, we'll say, either a national emergency for COVID or for climate or both? Because if they did that, if they took what Governor Whitmer did in Michigan and Cuomo in New York and Murphy and all these governors, they don't need a legislature. They can rule by executive order if that happens. Do you think that's possible?
Well, I think anything is possible. Remember, the president at his inauguration talked about unity, bringing us together, unification of this country. Well, generally, we'd think that of trying to work together, working on a compromise that's suitable for both sides. But it could be just simply, we will make the decision for all of you. And you will accept what we decide. I hope that's not the case, but it's always possible. I just got back from Washington last night, and it was sad again to drive in from the airport yesterday morning early to see a fortress still surrounding the entire Capitol complex.
Well, and that's the other portion of it, Congressman, that makes me ask these questions. We know that a convoy of National Guard left Camp Grayling in Michigan on Wednesday morning, stopped at Fort Custer in southern Michigan, and then departed for the nation's capital yesterday. More National Guard going into the Capitol. For what reason? Unless you were going to declare a national emergency that people are going to be very upset about, whether it be climate or COVID or whatever it might be, why on earth are there thousands and thousands of National Guard troops all over the nation's capital? Something is happening.
Something is happening, and we're very concerned about it. And the Republican delegation, the Michigan congressional delegation, sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi asking why and wherefore. What is the reason to bring 1,000 troops from Michigan to take them out of their jobs, their normal livelihood, bring them to Washington, D.C. with no indication to members of Congress as to why it is happening, how long it's had to happen, and why they've turned these troops around, some who were here just a week ago, and then moving them back. Is there something we don't know about? And it'll be interesting to see if she gives us opportunity to hear from her and have a top-secret briefing on the rationale behind it. But these are all questions that come when there's no transparency and the only unification that's taking place is the largest number of executive orders that we've ever seen in a president in such a short period of time, surpassing all three prior presidents in just 1 week of time.
I think it might actually surpass now all previous presidents in a week's time. We're at 40 and counting. It continues to go up. It shows no indication it's going to slow down at all. It's government by executive order. This is not what it's for. I mean, why do you need to go to Washington, sir, if you don't get a chance to talk for your constituents? What's the point?
Yeah, talk to my constituents or even talk to my colleagues. I sat there with one other member, a Republican member, in the committee room. The oldest standing committee in all of Congress has the largest purview of any committee in Congress. And there were only two of us in that room because it's all being done virtual. The Republicans are at least trying to have members in the committee hearing room to show at each committee hearing that we ought to be back in session, we ought to be working together, and yet that is not being allowed. And it is a frustrating time, and I think American citizens need to wake up and say, you know, the past president's personality may have been a problem, but the policy was great. Now we're moving away from all of that policy. We're destroying our opportunity for energy independence. We're putting ourselves in line with what China wants and the World Health Organization that gave us COVID. And we're expected to see this as progress. We're doing away with the Keystone Pipeline. We'll increase the cost of energy. We now hear General Motors exclaiming that while they're great at technology and they're doing some interesting things, yet we're going to go to carbon neutral when, in fact, it'll cost significant dollars to mine all of the special minerals and materials needed for electrifying all of our vehicles by 2025.
Yep.
And really not telling the people the truth of what will happen at the great Delta Township plant that produces fabulous vehicles that are going off the show places at record proportions. What are you going to do with all those people when it takes less union members, rank and file, to produce
Congressman, you don't understand. Congressman Tim Walberg here with us. They can go install solar panels. I don't think you understand. I know because I heard John Kerry say they can go install solar panels. Something else, I want to ask you two other quick things. We don't have a lot of time, but has this commission been created to pack the Supreme Court? I'm getting indications there's a commission being put together to pack the Supreme Court. Is that happening?
I haven't heard it yet, but I wouldn't be surprised when you see them now, the Democrats, planning to use several reconciliation bills to roll all sorts of things, everything from Green New Deal to pension plans, all in one massive bill. And they basically said, we don't need Republicans to support it. We'll do it on our own, even though they'll have to do it by the slimmest of majorities,
yeah,
razor-thin majorities. So, no, I think they are intent on not making
mistakes. Let me ask you this. This is what I want to ask, and you're the guy to ask. Tim Walberg, can the Supreme Court, the number of members of the Supreme Court, can it be changed without a vote in the House and the United States Senate, or is it just the Senate, and do they need at least 51 votes to change the number of Supreme Court justices? That's a yes or no, and I don't know the answer.
They can do it that way, and that will be their intentions. And again, in the Senate, generally you need the 60 votes, but we have seen Schumer being willing to do almost anything to prevail, and that indeed could be doing away with the cloture or the filibuster requirement. So nothing is certain. The only thing that comes is, can the Supreme Court itself be brought into the mix to say this is wrong, it can't be done, it's unconstitutional the way you're doing it. That's the challenge we see. So our way is uncharted.
That's right. I need you to keep an eye on it for us there, sir, in Washington. The biggest concern I have right now, why the buildup of troops? It's one of the things we're watching. I had a lot more questions, but we'll get to them next time. I know there's only so many issues we can face. Tim Walberg, thank you as always, sir.
Good to be with you, and let's keep working toward the solutions that is good for this country and its freedom.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.